Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Paul Douglas back with you with DJ. It's Thursday, 320, News Talk 830 CCO. Jordana down in Cabo. Hopefully she's on her third margarita. Sent her a text. I said, I hope you're just a little sunburned, just a little. I hope you're spending some time on the beach, just hanging out. She's back, hopefully in studio with me for the first time in, what, God, 19 months? Monday. She's scheduled to be back Monday, and we wish her the very best. So I've been talking about climate change at my peril for about 25 years in the media, and it's been a weird journey because, you know, it wasn't an overnight epiphany. I didn't wake up one morning and go, oh, yeah, the climate. This must be climate change because the weather's acting up. It had nothing to do with Al Gore. It had everything to do with connecting the dots. The weather, which has always been extreme, seemed to be trending even more extreme. And the question was, is this a natural cycle? Could this be the symptoms of a warmer, more volatile climate? So I started talking about it on CCO TV and the Star Tribune, quite a bit of pushback. And people, some people got into climate shaming, carbon shaming. Well, Paul, if you're serious about this, you should be living in a cave, right? You drive a gas-powered car, right? You live in a house, you use air conditioning, you fly. You're a hypocrite. And I still hear some of that, not as much as, you know, 10, 20 years ago. The reality is there are solutions out there that will hopefully over time cost us less money to drive, to power our homes. Flying, aviation, that's a big challenge. Agriculture. Farmers don't like to call it climate change. Nobody wants to be ostracized from their peers. But to a person, they come up and they go, yeah, the patterns, the weather patterns are changing, Paul. So what do we do? And again, I think of my two sons. I think of my grandson. I think of your kids. You know, what are we leaving to those who come next? Are they going to resent us because we didn't try to do more when we had a chance to do more? Tomorrow, there's going to be a climate justice sit-in at the Minnesota Capitol, and it's going to be led by young people like Libby Kramer with Climate Generation. Libby, thanks for joining us today on CCO.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
It depends who you ask. Kind of a hot mess, but I'm nice and dry. My wife, it's a long story. Libby, why are you having a sit-in tomorrow? What do you hope to accomplish? What do you hope to prove tomorrow at the Capitol?
Our event tomorrow is really focused on getting more young people involved in the climate movement. So we've set it up so that there will be tons of other climate orgs and not just Climate Generation there. We're going to have speakers to come and educate people about ways that they can take action. And then our other goal is to get some of our demands met. We have a list of demands that have to do with a lot of climate injustice in Minnesota, and we really hope that we can get some of those resolved.
Are you taking the day off from school, or are you skipping school?
So I am leaving school early, and a lot of other people are, too. Because Fridays for Future, this is kind of what our sit-in is. in collaboration with, and that is the like school strike on Fridays. So we are going to be missing school in protest for the climate.
So let me just put on my angry old guy, get off my lawn hat and just say, well, you kids should be in school right now. You should be learning so you can be productive and prosperous and have a good life and live the American dream. What do you say to people who push back and say, why are you doing this?
Well, to me, the obvious answer is that if we don't have a future to live out our lives in, it won't really matter if I was in school tomorrow. I think that some issues in the world are bigger, and it takes making a statement like not going to school to get people to hear you.
Okay. Do your peers, your friends feel the same way? Let me ask you the question that is kind of burning on my mind right now, and that is this at the top of the list in terms of things that you're worried about? There's so many things right now. COVID-19, affordable housing, you know, a disruption in jobs and, you know, where are you going to be able to see gainful employment? Where does this rank in the pantheon of things that kids your age, young people your age worry about?
Right. So to me, it's all kind of connected back to climate change and climate justice, which puts it really high on the list. I don't think anything I worry about doesn't have any sort of connection to climate change, which kind of is why I care about it so much. It just affects everything in our lives. So, yeah.
And you're putting some pressure. What do you want legislators in Minnesota to do?
Well, I just as a general rule, we want legislators to take more action. But our demands for tomorrow have a lot to do with the climate justice education bill that me and other youth have been working on, which would make climate justice education mandatory in Minnesota. And then we're also pushing legislators to try and get Joe Biden to stop Line 3. And we also are trying to get the anti-incinerator bill passed this session as well, which would make the HERC incinerator not be counted as renewable energy. So those are some of the things that we're really focused on, and hope that us young people can get our legislators to listen to us about.
Libby, last question, and thanks for taking the time to chat with us on CCO. What would you say to older people who may be listening right now, who may be unconcerned, ambivalent, you know, hey, Paul, I hear this a lot. It's not on my top 10 things that I worry about. What would you say to them right now?
I just, this is our only home, and it's such a beautiful place, and there's no reason not to do everything that we can to protect it, and not just for yourself, but for everyone that's going to come after us. This issue is way more pressing than sometimes our lives make it seem, and I would just encourage them that it's not too late, and we can still take action.
Libby Kramer with Climate Generation, thanks for joining us today. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Libby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.